Support for WGLT's Grow comes from FS Custom Turf by Evergreen FS. FS Custom Turf offers complete lawn and tree care services to preserve the health of yards, trees, and shrubs. Products and services detailed at evergreen-fs.com.
It's nut season. To get some, you just need a little information like identifying the tree and the nut and making sure it's on property that's okay from which to harvest. And here to help is Patrick Murphy. He's our expert from Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. I'm Mike McCurdy. This is WGLT's gardening podcast, Grow. Patrick, thanks for stopping by.
It's great to be with you, Mike.
So let's go nuts. Hit the basics. What trees or nuts are we talking about?
There's a lot to talk about, but I'd like to talk with you, Mike, about black walnuts, English walnuts, pecans, pine nuts, chestnuts, and if we have time, a couple of others just for mention.
Okay, so let's start with walnuts. What's the difference between black walnuts and English walnuts?
English walnut is the more refined, and it's preferred over the black walnut typically. And the black walnut has some trips and snares that are similar to the English walnut, but if you're not careful just handling the black walnut, you can get yourself in trouble because you can get that inky soot that comes off of the walnuts that get on your hands. And you go to pick your nose or scratch your face, and you're going to leave a mark on your face, and it takes a little bit of time along with finesse to get that off of there.
So wear gloves if you're going to harvest black walnuts.
Any nuts, you got to wear gloves.
Okay, so when are the black walnuts available?
September through October is when you want to watch for them. You can collect the walnuts as they fall from the tree. And when all the walnuts have fallen from the tree, you're ready to remove the husks and cure the nuts for storing.
So how do you cure the nuts?
You got to crack open the nutshell, and it's sometimes difficult to remove. And I'm always fascinated by the nutshell concept when you think about squirrels, little tiny appendages. Man, they can tear those things open like no big deal. The nutshell is hard to crack open evenly, making removing the nut challenging. And the black walnuts usually come out in pieces. Unlike the English walnut, you come out clean halves, sometimes the whole thing.
The black walnut tree is toxic to plants that grow around it. What about the husks themselves?
You got to be careful about disposing of the husks. And the tea from water-soaked husks was a pioneer herbicide because you could pour it out on plants and pour it out on the ground. And, man, you'll see it really does a number on the plants that are there. You would not want to mix your black walnut castings with your compost. You're going to have to either let them dry and age on their own separately out on bare ground or an open container, or burn them.
I was going to say kindling for a fire.
Burn point. Them up, yeah.
And the English walnut, you mentioned a little bit of the differences.
The nutshell looks like a brain. This is the one that shows up before Thanksgiving, you know, and grandma puts them out in the platter there. They have the best taste, you know, and just like some of the other nuts we're talking about, a fresh English walnut has a wonderful taste, and it's a culinary asset. Nice and rich, kind of truffle-like. The fresher it is, the more you get that earthy truffle essence. And the harvest window for these is a little different from the black walnut. It starts in late August and it goes through October. So you can get a little early start on English walnuts if the conditions are right.
And English walnuts grow in central Illinois?
Yeah.
Not well?
Well, you know, it's a right tree, right place situation, which we talked about. You can't just plop an English walnut tree in your yard and expect it to produce English walnuts. You might need a number of trees, and you also might need to do this in a place where they're not languishing in the heat of the sun. English walnuts grow in Western Europe, and it's not the cold that they dislike, it's the heat that they dislike.
Okay, so who doesn't like pecans? A really rich flavor, at least to my palate. What do you think of the flavor?
I think it's fantastic. It's easily my favorite of the nuts, followed by cashew, which isn't really a nut, and we're not talking about that today.
And pecan pie, I mean.
There's everything with pecans I think are fantastic, and that's another thing. You really don't realize how wonderful they are until you get a nice fresh one on your way home from Florida or something like that.
So tell me about pecans.
They are an oval, oblong green nutshell born in little clusters of two or three, and they can be harvested in mid-October through November, so it's a little cooler weather season in the Midwest. When they're harvested, if you're down in Georgia and Tennessee, it might not be that cool, but the harvest and ripening time is going to be about the same. and the nutshell must be removed to preserve the nuts. And the nuts store well in canning jars or frozen, as do the English and black walnuts.
So not just the green husk, the actual nutshell needs to be removed to preserve the meat inside.
Yeah, absolutely.
What happens if you don't?
Could be leaving behind a worm that you didn't see because it was hidden inside the creases of the nutshell. And also, too, the pecans need to air dry on a surface, not on the ground. And you do this while they're in the shell, and then once you get them out of the shell, you got to let them air dry a little bit, because sometimes the conditions will give you a pecan that looks like it's oily on the outside. That's some of the flavor that you like, but you got to let that dry out before you close them up in something.
Let's talk pine nuts. And are they actually nuts? And before we get to pine nuts, what about the nuts we're talking about today? Are they seeds, nuts, fruits? And I'm asking because the almond is actually the seed or pit of a fruit, not a nut.
The nuts that we're talking about today, left in their natural their nutshell and everything, can be deposited into the earth by an animal or by human hands, and it can become a tree. So it is a seed, but we're eating part of the seed. And the almond that you mentioned is interesting because that's a drupe, and it's similar to like a pit fruit, like you would have with a plum.
Or a peach.
Or peach, right.
Okay, so back to pine nuts, delicious and necessary for pesto. Tell me about the pine nut. An actual nut?
It's the
seed.
Seed.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the.
So it qualifies.
It comes out of a cone. It comes out of a cone of a couple of different pines. There are lots of pines that produce pine nuts, but it's the Western stone pine, Pinus coriaceus, or Pinus sibirica. That's the pinion pine. They have a easy to see. Larger pine nut.
What about the chestnut?
The chestnut is different from the American chestnut. When I talk about the chestnut, I'm referring primarily to, say, like horse chestnut.
Because the American chestnut basically died out because of a blight.
Yes. However, there are two small enclaves or kind of protected geographical sites in America where the American chestnut still grows. And there's one in Michigan and there's another one in the Carolinas. These are highly protected areas. And the lay of the land, if you will, and their proximity to slopes and things like that had protected those particular trees from declining. So they're kind of like relics of the past. But generally speaking, American horse chestnuts get a disease that took the main population. So they live to be, 20, 30, tops 40 years, and then they decline.
So what are you talking about collecting?
I'm talking about European horse chestnuts or Chinese horse chestnuts or just the plain old horse chestnut. Horse chestnuts, we have them all over the arboretum, and they look similar to a buckeye, but they produce this big pinkish, rosy to salmon-colored flower. And the nut even resembles a buckeye in appearance. And we're taking the inside of that nut out of that nutshell to enjoy a horse chestnut.
And you can roast them over an open fire.
I think that's the only way, or to boil them.
And I assume we're just scratching the surface here. There are lots of trees to consider.
There are so many, I think we could probably talk about them for a long time because we've not talked about cashews, we've not talked about beech nuts, we've not talked about peanuts, that they don't grow on trees, but they're a nut.
Filberts. What about being aware of your location and from where the nuts are harvested?
You have to comply with the state, federal, and private park policies of leave nothing, take nothing, so make sure you have permission. And part of the reason behind that, Mike, is to protect, tree protection, I should say. You could easily transfer a disease by bringing nuts from a diseased tree or a diseased area, similar to moving firewood, which is illegal, rightfully so.
If you have any gardening or landscaping questions, get in touch, share your questions, and we might answer them on an upcoming episode of Grow. I'm Mike McCurdy with Patrick Murphy. Send your gardening questions to wglt.org/grow.